Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We're learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Dalet. The sigi starts at the end of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara starts Amar Rav Chama. Amar Rav Chama, Hayman Diyov Zuzel Lechavrei. Someone gave money to his friend Lemizman Lechamra in order to buy for him wine. U'parsha Avoy Zavon Le, and through his negligence, he didn't end up buying the wine. So the guy missed out, the one who gave the money, missed out on having his money invested good in the wine. So the Gemara says, Mishalom lei kada ka'ozen la privacy de zulshvut. He has to pay him back the amount of money, the wine, that he could have bought in this place, privacy de zulshvut, which is a place where he could buy wine for cheap, because that's what he caused the loss for him. It's not enough for him to give him back the money. He has to give back wine, even if he's going to have to put his own money and spend some of his own money to buy the wine that he said he's going to buy, the deal that he could have made had he invested it properly. So the Rishonim ask, there's a halacha mevatel kisa shel chaverei, this potter is called a grum, it's a bava kama. If let's say somebody was able to invest money and his friend caused him that he shouldn't be able to invest the money or he shouldn't be able to buy and sell, so he's not chayiv for hezek. It's not called a hezek. It's just called a menias arevach. Of course, you're not allowed to do it. You're being gerim him not to gain the money. You're being gerim a hefsid moment for him. But al pi dinei b'nei adam, al pi strict halacha, you're not mechuyiv to pay back. It's not called a mazik. It's not like you actually caused the hefsid moment for him. You just caused him not to gain money. So there is no chayiv nezakim mechay gavna, at least not a chayiv b'dinei adam. So why would Rav Chama say that you have to pay from your own pocket and buy the wine that he would have gotten? Why is it different than Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaverei? So the Rishonim answer, for the most part, that here it's talking about where you are mechayev yourself. That's a discussion in Agamar. Like we'll see, it's a discussion of Asmachta. You said when you took the money, perhaps it was some sort of an iska where you're going to gain from this, so he's paying you for it, but you said You will mechayiv yourself to buy it, and you will mechayiv yourself that he'll get that type of a wine. So merely you're not paying for the hezek, you're paying for the schayvis that you had, because you will mechayiv yourself, you agreed that if you don't buy the wine, you're going to pay him, you're going to pay from your own pocket and make sure he gets the wine at that good price that you agreed to buy for him. The Ritva, well, he says it's pshat also, but he also brings up pshat from his Rebbe, even if he didn't say it beferish, but if he gave you his money, and you took his money, that's like a chiyuv ariv. When someone actually invests money with you, it's understood that it's guaranteed. That's a chiddush in the Ritva. The other Rishonim mamash mino, it's dafka because he said he made this as chayvus. But that was what Rav Chama said. The Gemara Lamaisa says not that way. First Gemara wanted to make a chiluk between yayin stam and yayin zeh. Because Yayin Stam, he should have bought it. Yayin Zeh, we don't know for sure if he could have bought it. Maybe the Meicha would not have sold it to him. But the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Yom, Afilu Yayin Stam Nami Loi, Maitam Asmachti Vasmachta Lekanya. The halacha is, you don't have to pay back. Even though you said you'll pay it back, you will maftiach him, and you will makabal achrayis, it doesn't work, it's an Asmachta. Asmachta Lekanya. So the Gemara says, "Lo Rav Ashi, Mai Shnama, the Tananim Oyv LeEver Shalim B'Mitva." According to Rav Ashi, we have Halacha, which is later in the ninth parak. If you have an aris, someone gives a field to a sharecropper, and the idea is that the aris is going to give him a percentage of the produce, and the aris is going to take a percentage of the produce because he's working the field. And the Halacha is that im Oyv LeEver Shalim B'Mitva. The Gemara there says that Yedarish Loshin Hedyit. This is in the standard form of the Shtar Arisus that the Aris signs that in case he does not work the field, he leaves it barim, oivav le'evet, he doesn't work, a shalom b'mitvah he'll pay as if it produced a good crop. And there we say he's chayiv to pay. What's the difference? The Aris, the farmer, that agrees to work the field, and if he doesn't work the field, so you're causing me a loss. I could have worked the field myself or gotten someone else to do it, and you, because of your negligence, caused me a loss of profit, you do have to pay back the profit. And here, I invested money with you, and because you didn't invest the money, you caused me a loss. And there you do. There you don't have to pay. Asmachta and asmachta lekanya. So the Gemara answers, Hacha b'yaday, I mean, hasam b'yadei hacha lav b'yadei. There, by a ma'iv le'evet, it's b'yadei, and here it's lav b'yadei. So the two mahalchim and the Rishaynim this Gemara, before we discuss the mahalchim of the Rishaynim, I want to mention the Gemara in the ninth perek. The Gemara in the ninth perek says, b'negeim ma'iv le'evet ashalim b'mitvah, that there was a case where he said, ma'iv le'evet ashalim al-fazuzi. It's the Gemara in Kuv Dalan Amid Beis. And the Gemara says that's also nesmachta. And the Gemara asks, what's the difference between that? Am evil ever shalim b'mitvah? And the Gemara says, hasam loy gozim hacha gozim. Which means that am evil ever shalim b'mitvah only works when you're paying what he actually lost or what he didn't gain because of your negligence. But if you're making a fine which is a gozim, which is an exaggeration, which is more than what he actually lost, then even though it's biyadai, that's also called an asmachta. So b'kitzer, if somebody agreed to invest somebody's money or to work his field or to do something which will cause a profit for his friend and also agreed that if he doesn't do it, he gets a fine. So putting our Gemara and that Gemara together, it would be an asmachta unless you have two things. First of all, it has to be biyadai. It has to be something he's actually capable of doing. If there's a possibility that circumstances beyond his control will prevent him from doing it, so then it's always an asmachta. Even if l'maisa, that wasn't what happened. Even if l'maisa, he was pasha below his oven, but it doesn't matter. The deal, which he says, which he doesn't have complete control over, that is called an asmachta. Even if the consequence was a reasonable consequence. And if he's gazim, if he gives an unreasonable fine, even if it's completely biyadai, it's also called an asmachta. The only case he would be bound to his deal is if, first of all, the thing was totally biyadai, it would be unlikely that circumstances beyond his control prevent him from doing it, A. And B, the consequence is something which is actually the loss that he is causing for the one who invested in him. Other than that, it would be considered an asmachta. Now, the Rishaynim asked the following question. In Agamar, it's mashman that if it's biyadai, then it's not an asmachta. When it's lav biyadai, then it is an asmachta. Then you're not kaina. But in regard to the halacha, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Afchav Dalam and Beis, in regard to the halacha of Mesachik Bekuvia, of gambling. Is gambling an asmachta or not? The Gemara there starts that gambling is an asmachta, and the Gemara says it's not an asmachta. Two people make a kinyan. If my horse wins, you'll have to give me $100. If your horse wins, I'll give you $100. Betting or gambling, if my cards win, whatever the case is, the Gemara there says, L'mais is not an asmachta. And Rashi explains in Sanhedrin, what's the lumdus of asmachta? Asmachta means he has no gemiras das, meaning he's not really interested in being machna him. Why is he saying that he's being machna? Faket. In order to make him feel confident that his deal is going to happen. But he really is expecting the deal to go through and he won't have to pay the fine. So he never had das kinyan on the fine. Mashay came by gambling. You can't say that you never really intended to pay him the $100 because you expected your horse to win. It's not beyond the bichlal. You have no idea which horse is going to win. You're hoping your horse will win. But you know that it's possible that the other horse will win. You have no control over the situation. That can't be called an asmachta. So, Frank and the Rishaynim, there is mavur fakert. The more lav biyada it is, the less asmachta it is. There, because it's lav biyada, we're saying it's not called an asmachta, it is kaina. And here we're saying that when it's lav biyada, it is called an asmachta. It's a sara afucha. And Agamara was saying, "Amoivli ever the shalim b'mitvah is biyadei. That's why it's not an asmachta. And buying wine at parvus azul shvut is not as much biyadei. It's lav biyadei. And therefore, it is an asmachta. And by masacha b'kuvi, we say that since it's lav biyadei, we're saying it's not an asmachta. Dafka biyadei is an asmachta. L'chayim amish estiru mechletes. As I frag in the Rishaynim. So the Rishaynim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Radvarich, the Sharan. They hold that asmachta is not tolim biyadei and lav biyadei. In all cases, it's an asmachta. Masacha b'kuvya could be as a different svara, b'netam as a svara that the pshan is that you're maskim to pay if you win because you want to pay if he wins. But al kapanim lefi the rishenim, the yisayda the chilek and asmacht is not biyadei and la biyadei. But the reason why I'm overly ever to shalom b'mitveh ischayiv is because of a tekanes chacham. That's the mashmaya to the Gemara in the ninth grade. The Gemara says that Dorish Lashon Hedyot. The Rishayim learned up, it means like this. The minig was that that's the way it works, and Aris had to mechayev himself that if he doesn't do the field, he has to pay as if he would have done it. And Chazal allowed this because Chazal felt it was a good takana. It was a good idea. It works out. That way people can invest money safely, or they can give the field to the Aris safely. They're not going to lose out from it. It's a takana sechama. So the Gemara's question is, why wouldn't that takanas chacham apply to any time someone's investing money with someone, and because of his negligence he doesn't invest it properly? Why wouldn't the same takana apply? Why are you saying that he's pater al tzmachta? What happened to the takana of him oivle ever shali b'mitvah? So now the Gemara says the takana only applies to a case where it's completely biyadei. So the guy's being seimach on it. The guy feels, of course, it's going to happen. So immediately you let him down, and that's why Chachamim were mesaken that if you made up, that you're going to pay him back for the loss that he had, for the lack of the gain, for the lack of revach, then it should be binding. Mashenkim, when it's la biyad, there is no such takana. And similarly, the chiluk we said about gazim and lay gazim, Chazal were mesaken that if you made up, you're going to pay the legitimate amount, the fair amount, for how much he's losing, they were mesaken that you have to pay. But if it's gazim, you make up a fine, an exaggerated amount, then there's no takana. But mitzad the etzim hilchas asmachta, there's no chiluk biyadei and la biyadei. If anything, fakert, if it's la biyadei, that maybe might be able to make it that it's not an asmachta. That's in the Beis Yosef also explains the Rambam. You see, we talked about this in Daf Samach Vav. What's the chiluk between t'nai and asmachta? How come every t'nai is an asmachta? T'nai also you're saying, if this happens, this will be. If that happens, that will be. The Rambam holds the chiluk is anything that's me'achshav is not an asmachta, like the Gemara said in Daf Samach Vav. Call me'achshav av asmachta. The Rambam includes even if the kinyan is not me'achshav, but you're giving over the thing me'achshav, even if the kinyan is going to be later, that's also not an asmachta. But any di'i, call di'i asmachta hu. Anything which you're not doing anything now, you're saying if this and this happens, then the kinyan should be chal. That's always an asmachta. A kinyan has to be something you're doing now. You can make conditions, but it's something you're doing now. If the kinyan is first chal later, that's called an asmachta. And the Rama makes no chiluk between biyadei and lav biyadei in hilchas asmachta. And according to his lamdas, l'chari, there shouldn't be such a chiluk. The yisayid of asmachta has nothing to do with why you're doing it. The yisayid of asmachta is in ganz and tully in what you're doing. If you're making a kinyan now but making it conditional, that's called a t'nai. That works. If you're making a kinyan that should be chal if and this happens, that's di'i. That's asmachta. That doesn't work. Biyadei and la biyadei don't play a role at all. So the tur in Siman Rei Zayin asks the kasha, Ayah Gemara says that asmachta when it's biyadei, it's not called an asmachta. So the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam holds like the Rishayim, that the Yisayda of Biyadeh is not al tzilchas asmachta. The Yisayda of Biyadeh is a nayi tekanas chachamim. It's a tekanas chachamim that they wanted to make that somebody should be able to bind himself to a consequence for not fulfilling his agreement to invest money or to work a field. And they have a chilut in Biyadeh and la Biyadeh and between Gazim and Loi Gazim. But an asmachta it doesn't have to do. But we had mentioned in Daf Samach Vav another chilut in Tnai and asmachta. That t'nai, the yisayid by t'nai is that you want it to happen. You want the t'nai to mean the skyim and the kinyan should happen. You tell someone, if you give me this and this, then I'll sell you the field. So you want that he should give you this and this, and you should sell the field. And if he doesn't give you this and this, then you don't want to sell the field. But the pshat is you want it to go through. So that's t'nai, that's fine, that works. There, that's your das. Hashenken asmachta, asmachta is a consequence. You don't want it to happen. You're making up a fine, a penalty, a consequence for not fulfilling something that you're obligating yourself to do. So there, your point isn't to give him that thing. He said, if I don't finish the building, I'm supposed to build you a house. If I don't finish the building by a certain date, I'm going to pay a certain fine. You're not interested in giving him the fine. You want to finish the building by a certain date. You're just telling him that because you want him to sign the contract and you want him not to be scared that he's not going to get the building. That's a smachta. So Taisus holds that the chilek biyodeh and la biyodeh is not al stakana. The chilek biyodeh and la biyodeh fits into hilchas smachta perfectly. And he says there are three chilukim. There's biyodeh, legamri, there's lav biyodeh legamri, and then there's the biyodeh v'lav biyodeh. So in the case where it's lav biyodeh legamri, that's the case like mesachei b'kuvya, the case of gambling. In that case, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin, you can't say he expected his horse to win, or he expected him to win the game. How would he know that? It's lav biyodeh legamri. Obviously, that's not what he was expecting. Obviously, he means that's the game. If I win, I get the money. If you win, you get the money. And that's not called an asmachta. The other way, if it's biyodeh legamri, that's a mayv le'ever shal b'mitvah, and that ladas taisus is mikir adin. Because you can't say that you didn't have gemir's das because you expected to do it. Because if you expected to do it, why didn't you do it? So that, it's not called an asmachta, at least calls man the consequences reasonable. Because ein echanami, that's the business. I made up to work for you, and I made up if I don't work for you, so you don't have to lose out, I'll pay you back. And that is something which you assume he really intended to do, because it's fair. Why shouldn't you pay him if you didn't work for him? He's missing out on that money. That's the aside of Oivle Efer Shalom B'mitvah. As long as the consequence is fair, it represents what he actually lost. And it's taka your fault you didn't do it. And it was going to be your fault you didn't do it. Mitchila, when you decided, it was something which you could do. So of course, your idea is to bind yourself, you have Gemir's Das, to bind yourself to whatever the Asmachta is. But the case of Asmachta is either by Gazim, because by Gazim you don't mean to pay the fine. You're just saying it because you want him to trust you. But you don't want to pay such an unreasonable fine. So male, that's called Asmachta. Or the case here of lav biyodeh, meaning it's biyodeh and lav biyodeh. It's in the middle. You don't expect to have any problem. You're really planning on buying the wine. But on the other hand, you can't be 100% sure. When you can be 100% sure, then it makes sense to make a knas. When you can't be 100% sure, since it could be that circumstances beyond your control prevent you from doing it, there, your das is not to mechayev yourself. So this is Shitas Taisus, the way the Beis Yosef puts it. There are four klolim. If it's lav biyodeh legamri, that's not an asmachta. That's gambling. That's kind of for sure. If it's biyodeh legamri, so then if it's in a reasonable class of something which represents what the other guy is actually losing, so then that's also not an asmachta, because your das is that you should take it b'chayev. But if it's unreasonable, if it's gazim, then it's an asmachta. And now a case where it's biyodeh v'lav biyodeh, it's somewhat biyodeh that you expected to get it done, but it's lav biyodeh because you understand that you might be an einus, that's when it's an asmachta. So let's say the case I gave before, a contractor says I'm going to build a building by a certain date, and if not, I get a fine. So if it's a fine that's a gazim, he's going to say I'll pay an amount of money which doesn't represent the buyer's loss by having the building late. That's an asmachta. If the money is representative of what he's losing, lemaisa, he can't rent it out now. He's losing money. His money is tied up. He wants to get a tenant already, or he wants to sell it and move on. And you're preventing him that, and that's causing him a business loss. So if the pshat was you could have easily had the building ready on time, and you decided not to, you got busy with other things, that would not be called an asmachta. If it's something which, it's a big shaila if you could, the permits have to get through, whatever the case is, it's quite possible they will, but it's quite possible that circumstances beyond your control will prevent it, that would make it asmachta, even if the knas is a reasonable knas. That's the sugi of asmachta that comes out of Agamar. And now let's do the Gemara about Situmta. The Gemara says, Amar Afabi Mishmei Derava, Hai Situmta Kanya. A Situmta Rashi says it means putting a seal on the barrel. When you buy the barrel, you put the buyer's seal on the barrel to indicate that it's sold. That's called a kinyan. So Mercy's Lamay Hilchus, Rav Chaviva Amal Mikne Mamish. Rav Chaviva says it's kaina mamish. Rabbanan Amal Kabula Le Misha Para. It's not really kaina because it's not a kinyan. But what it means, Haisi Tumta Kanya, means that if anyone's chayza to get a Misha Para. The Hilchus of the Kabula Le Misha Para. That's not really a kinyan. It only works for a Misha Para. Uva Ashadin Higal Mikne Mamish Kanu. But if in a place where the minig of that place is to consider it a complete kinyan, so then it's kanu mamish. So the Rashi says Eifenot, and it's a klal that many different places can express at different times. They see from this Gemara that minig mevatel halacha, that very often in Chayshe Mishpat, what the halacha would be depends on the minig, even though the strict halacha would be one way, but if the minig is to consider it a different way, we go bas in a minig. Now there's a big shmuz. Is this kinyan situmta that we're saying it's a kinyan because the minig is to be kaina, is that a deraisa dikadin or a derabana dikadin? And I'll be in Afkimina, if you hold like the Rishonim, that a Kenyan derabana doesn't work for deraisas, what about a Kenyan that came from a minig like Situmta? Would that work for deraisas? And this is a discussion the Paiskim speak about. Let's say somebody has a female animal which he's makna to a guy in a way that is kaina, the minig is to be kaina this way, but it's not an actual Kenyan atayra, and then the animal has a bechor. Do we say that the minig makes that the guy is kaina, and therefore the animal won't be considered a bechor, wouldn't have kedushas bechor? Or do we say no, that situmta only works mid derabanan, and we have to be chayshish for the rishonim that hold that a kinyan derabanan doesn't work for deraisas, it doesn't affect it midderaisa, and midderaisa still belongs to the yid, and it would be a bechor? That's what's a discussion in the Paiskim. So the Nesivus in Siman Reish Aleph says clearly that kinyan situmta is only derabanan. He says in other places also, the Makar Chaim, and Hilchos Pesach in regard to selling chametz, and the Chavos Das also mentions it. That's what the Nesivus holds, that situmta is only a kinyan derabanan. The Emma says it's really a little bit earlier than Nesivus. Achreinim point this out, there's a Shalos Tshuvos Ramah, Siman Pei Zayin, which also seems to say clearly that situmta is only a din derabanan. But the Chassam Sefer, it's in Yeridea, Simon Shin Yud Zayin, it's also in other places in Chayshu Mishpat, he names on, he's very stark that no, that situmta is only a din deraisa. He writes there in the tshuva was also talking about the Lagabi Bechar, he writes that even if you want to say the machlekes me and the nesivus is an equal machlekes, so that's a suffix, and then you have the Shita Sirishayin that hold that the Kinyan Darabana is Mahani Lideraisa, so merely you have a Svek Sveka, and he holds that you could consider it a kinyan, like a handshake with kadoima, the kinyan, the minig is to be kind of that way, to be a kinyan deraisa. Now the Achreinim ask on this concept, that if you're going to say that a kinyan derabanan doesn't work for deraisas, but a minig does, because a minig is a kinyan deraisa, why isn't every kinyan derabanan alkapanim a minig? Why should a kinyan derabanan be worse than a minig? Let the kinyan derabanan shtelavek a minig. So the Chassam Sefer says it's not shver. The Chassam Sefer says a minig is only when they want to do it. When that's what they decided, the people themselves decided this is how they want it to be. Hashem, when the Rabbanan instituted it, even though people are going to be knowing that way, but it's not because they're doing it from their free will, they're doing it because they're forced to do it. Chazal or Masak and this Takana, and that forces the people to do what the Takana says. It's not from their own free will, so it's not the same as a minig. The Dvar Avraham in Siman Aleph says a little different, I think. He says, Enechinami, once people start being noyig like the Takanas Chachamim, he taka holds there's no problem of Kinyan Derabanan being Mahani Lideraisa. That's what he holds. That's his big yesay there in Siman Aleph, that whenever this taka meaning to do like the Chachamim, Avada Kinyan Derabanan would work. But you still have the shayla of Kinyan Derabanan Mahani Lideraisa when there's not yet a minig. Not every time Chazal Masakin it, the people are noyig that way. Could be it's before people are nagged away, or could be it doesn't come up so much to make a minig. It's not always a minig. He held that when it is a minig, avada would work. He writes there, and we'll discuss this a drop later in the shir, it's still negay of the shayl of kinyan derabanan mahani lideraisa when we're dealing with something that midereisa bechal that can't be a kinyan, like a katan, or like mechirish shtaris, or things like that, where the chsarin isn't that you're not doing the correct maisa kinyan. The chsaron is that midaraisa, there is no such thing as such a kinyan. There, minig wouldn't help, and we'll talk about that. But he taka holds that by a kinyan derabanan on something which a kinyan would help, and there is a minig to do like this kinyan derabanan, avada would have the same din as a minig. The chasam sefer to me is mashmir that no, that since the minig wasn't done voluntarily, it was done al pi the dictates of the chachamim, that wouldn't necessarily have the same kayach of a minig to create a kinyan midaraisa like a minig that's done voluntarily. Now, if you go like the Paiskim, like the Nesivis, like the Ramah, like the various Paiskim afterwards, which is a big Shalom Paiskim afterwards, who do we Paskin like that it's the Rabbanan? Al-Karach, you have to say that the Rabbanan were Masakin somewhere along the way, that we should go Masa the Minhagim. That's what Chazal wanted, that's what Chazal felt would be best, the Tikkun HaIlam, that the Minhagim should be Kaveya Kinyan, and the Rabbanan have a way to do it, like the Hefkebez and Hefker. But if you hold it, stay raisa, what's up, shat? Who's stating the tire of this thing that a minig works? So in the later achrayim, I think there are two mahalchim. The Dvar Avram, it's a chelik aleph, simon aleph, he says that the Seyda Dover is from Kinyan Sudi. He says a gavaldige chiddush, a geshmak avart. He brings a Yishalmi that seems to learn up that Kinyan Sudi also is a minig. Yishalmi says that Amol, they did the Kinyan Sudi like this, and then they did Kinyan Sudi in a different eifin. Kinyan Sudi works mitzad minig. But we all know that Kinyan Sudi works midaraisa. What's the vart? That is the din daraisa that a minik should work. That is the din daraisa, and that din daraisa is recorded by Kinyan Sudi. But the pshat is, it's not dafka Kinyan Sudi. Kinyan Sudi happens to be the minik. But if there are other menhagim that pop up, the same din of Kinyan Sudi would apply to other menhagim as well. He wants to teach the pasuk that way. Very interesting. The pasuk in Sefer Rus that describes this Kinyan Sudi. It says, "V'zayis l'fanim Yisrael al gulav al tmura, l'kayim kol davar shlafish nalev and asan l'reihu." V'zayis l'fanim Yisrael. This is the minig. He says, "V'zayis l'fanim Yisrael" means this is the minig that when they want to be mekayim kol davar shlafish na'aloi. And then the pasuk for v'zayis, "V'zayis ha'tuuda b'Yisrael." Tuuda means like a lashon of Torah, like a lashon of halacha, like a lashon of Moshe Mitzrayim. Taich to the pasuk, the minig is shlafish na'aloi. This is the halacha l'meshim Sinai, that whatever is the minig that works, does state in the pasuk. He said he told this to the Minsk Gadol, and the Minsk Gadol liked it a lot, and then he said he saw it also, Rabbi David Kalina liked it. David Kalina says pretty much in the Sefer, yeah, David. Later in the Tshuva, he says he found it in the Marit. Marit in Kedushin says, Mamish this word. He explains Chalipin with the same thing as Kinyan Situmta. He puts Chalipin and Kinyan Situmta together, and Chalipin state the minig, shtel zavek a Kinyan, and that's the Yisrael of Kinyan Situmta. So that's one mahalach why it's the Raisa. It's a halach halameshim Sinai and Kinyan Chalipin. But in yeshivas, generally, they learn a little differently. The Vart is brought, in the Granat, in Kedushin, on the sugya of Chalipin by Kedushin. Chazanish pretty much says a similar Vart in Simon Chav Beis and Chayshim Mishpat. And the Yisayda Dover is that the Shittas that holds the Raisa hold that a Maisa Kinyan is not what Shafs a Kinyan. What Shafs a Kinyan is the Gemira's Das. When someone has the full Gemira's Das to be Makta, that Shafs a Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan is an upvising Gemira's Das. Stama Gai says, Dvaram I'm being Makta to you. You don't see any Gemira's Das. That's not Gemira's Das, it's not Kaina. A Maisa Kinyan makes it official. It shtels it avek, so you have a gavaldig gemiras das. The Torah shtelled avek the different eifanim of had a vayis gemiras das, had a show gemiras das in different ways. Metaltam and niknim mashicha, the niknim bekesef and karkis and bekesef shtar vechazaki avekba. These are ways that the Torah shtelled avek. What's the eifan of showing gemiras das? But if punkt we come up with another way that would also vayis the same gemiras das, that would also be good, and that's the aside of situmta. That's the aside of why minig works. It says, if you hold situmta is derabanan, vayis gemiras das is nishgenug. Gemiras das is not enough to make a kinyan. For a kinyan, you need a maisa kinyan, and you don't have a maisa kinyan. With derabanan, a minig is also good enough. But with deraisa, you need a specific maisa kinyan. Vashegen, if you hold situmta works with deraisa, according to this mahalach, kol kama you have the gemiras das, that really would shaft the kinyan. Now, without a Maisa Kinyan, without a recognized Maisa Kinyan, that's not Kugmir's Das. You didn't make it official. You didn't shtel it avek with a recognized Maisa Kinyan. But if the minig is to be kaina, that would have the same chashivas of a Maisa Kinyan to show the Gemir's Das. There's also a discussion if Tumta works on a Davish Leibel Ailam. The Nesivis there in Simon Meshalef brings to the Mardechai in Shabbos, it says, Tumta does not work by a Davish Leibel Ailam. The Ksais brings that. Ksais brings it in Simon Meshalef. Also, the Ksais brings the Mardechai that Tumta does not work by a Davish Leibel Ailam. Rabbi Kivega there in Simon Meshalef, Eifenarti, brings from the Chuvah Sarash. I think he means the one in Simon Yud Beis Eis Gimel. There he says, call not like the Mardechai. There he says that even by Davish Leibel Ha'ilam, Tumta would work. There the question is, Lagabi and Mayel, they're both discussing that. Lagabi, you make a commitment that you're going to give a certain Mayel the right to Mal. And the question there is, does it work mitzad Tumta? Because the minig was to that this commitment should be binding. So that Gufa was a Shaila, if you could compare Tumta to it. But the Mardechai there said that anyway it can't work before the child's born because even Tumta would not work on a Davar Shalai Balaylam. Tumta only works on a Davar Balaylam like any other Kenyan. But the Tshuva Sirash is Mavur that no, that Tumta would be able to work on a Davar Shalai Balaylam. He just says that maybe it's not the same as Tumta. Rabbi Chanan and Bava Basra in Kaivit Shurim and Eis Reish Ayin Vav, he also brings down this machlokes. He brings down from other Rishonim, a machlokes Rishonim. He brings the Tashbats, brings from the Ram Rutenberg, that it works in a Davish Leibel Olam, but he brings from Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis, it does not work a Davish Leibel Olam, but it's a machlokes Rishonim. Rabbi Chanan there is Mazbe, what's the Pshan in the machlokes Rishonim? He has the Chakir, why doesn't Davish Leibel Olam work? He brings from the Gemara above Metziyad after Zion, which is Mashim, because it's a Chesaron and Gemir is Das. That's a mitzayich to make a kinyan on a davish lebay leilam. It's just it's felt gemir is das, but it brings a raya from the gemara in ksuvah that that's not the pshat. The pshat is you have no kerech to make such a kinyan. It's like a davish sheina shaloyu and a b'shusay. You can't make a chalais kinyan on a davish lebay leilam. Zok yabuchanan. That's the machlokes. If davish lebay leilam is a pshat, that it's a chesaron and gemir is das. So Tumta has gemir is das. The minig makes it that it's considered gemiras das. A ma'isa kinyan wouldn't be a gemiras das, but davar shalai b'laylam. But the minig would give it a din of gemiras das. So Melech Tumta would take care of the problem of davar shalai b'laylam also. Davar shalai b'laylam is a chesaron gemiras das, and minig gives you a din of gemiras das. Mashenkein, if the chesaron of davar shalai b'laylam is be'etzim, it's not shayach a kinyan. You don't have kayach to make such a kinyan, so the minig wouldn't give you that kayach. The minig works to replace a ma'isa kinyan. Machanan goes with the svara we said because gemir is das alone is gedug without a ma'isa kinyan. Or if you say a different svara that by minig the minderaisim and the rabbanan that blames a ma'isa kinyan, but al kapanim would only work when a ma'isa kinyan can work. A davish melam which is a chsarin and the ma'isa kinyan can't work on a davish melam. You don't have kayach to magnet, so a minig wouldn't help you. That's how Machanan learns. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, "Ain't paiskan al peiros at shlo yotzah shar." You're not allowed to give money with the commitment that the meichel will supply the peiros if the peiros are not available yet. You don't have a set price for the peiros, so Mamela were afraid that the peiros will go up. But the exception is if it's yeshlo. If he already has those peiros, then even though it's layotzah shar, but since it's yeshlo, it's considered as if there was already a kinyan in the peiros, and when the peiros go up in price, b'shus l'keach es yaker, it's not considered ribbis. We consider the increase in price to be b'shus l'keach. So the Mishnah says it's nusach hayhut chil l'keitcher. If he's coming before the reapers in the field, paisik emayel lagadish, he can make a psika on a wheat pile, al avit shel anavim, al matin shel zesim, on a huge keli of grapes or of olives, etc. So the Gemara here, the sugi here explains, Rav says, Mechusish Shtayim Paisik Shalashena Paisik. The only time it's considered Yeshla is, even if it still needs Malacha, but it has to be that the most Malacha it needs is two different Malachas. If it's missing two Malachas, that's considered Yeshla. But if it's so unprocessed, you need three Malachas to process it, Rav says that would be considered Enlai. And you would not let it be Paisik by lo yotzah shar. Shmuel may be the other mafila. May a paisik de shemayim fila achas ain a paisik. Shmuel says it doesn't make a difference how many malachas is missing. Any malacha that could be done, it's done. It's a man-made malacha. So even 100 malachas, that's considered yeshlei, because you can do all these malachas, but anything which you would need, something to happen, b'dei shemayim, something which is not in his hands, something which will occur naturally, but it didn't occur yet, that would always be considered enlai, because it's not accessible. You need the b'dei shemayim to happen. He cannot do the malacha. That's called enlai. That's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara goes through each case of the Mishnah and explains it both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, how according to Rav, each case of the Mishnah is b'davka mechusa shtei malachas, not three, and how according to Shmuel, each case in the Mishnah is not mechusa malachim b'dei shemayim. That's the sugya Gemara. So the Chavis Das, in the beginning of Siman Kufay and Hey, says a very interesting ha'ara. The Gemara earlier, on the Afsamach Da'aladam and Aleph, in the sugya where he said, I'm going to give money for kari, for gourds that are in your garden. And he had gourds, but they were much smaller. They didn't grow yet. It says there, that's considered yeshlei. As long as he had the gourds, even though they're small, since they grow naturally from the gourd, kev d'minei karabu shapidami, that's considered yeshlei. Even though it's mechusa malacha b'dei shemayim, it has to grow. So how would that shtim according to Shmuel? And Taisus is mavur. Over there, halacha lemaisa by Pradisa, by the case where you give money for wine when the grapes didn't grow yet, that as long as the grapes started to grow, the grapes was yotza the pre already, it's considered yeshlei. So how does it stem with our sugya, which is mashman that you need it, shouldn't be mechusa, at least it can't be mechusa more than two malachas, so according to Shmuel, it can't be mechusa b'dei shemayim. There it's mashman, once you have the peri, even if it didn't grow yet, even if it's missing all the malachas, it's considered yeshlei. So Zag Dechav is das, and I saw the Ritva, the old Ritva, the Sefer Miuchas Ritva, also says Mamish the same word. He says there's a chilek between if you're paisik on this particular peri, or you're really paisik stam on peris, it's just yeshlei is not to the psika. We spoke about this in the previous year. But the Yisayin Adavar is like this. When you're paisik on a peris, it's lo yotze hasharev, and it's yeshlei, he has no obligation to give these peiris that it's yeshlei. You have no right to those peiris in particular. Nor is the pshat lamashal, these peiris also get destroyed. There's no achrayis, because you're not buying the peiris that he has b'chlal. You're buying a skus, you're buying that he should supply you with peiris. That would be considered ribbis. Yeshlei is a kul, it's ki'ilu, you're kind of the peiris now. But it's not really a psika on these peiris b'chlal. So in that case, the payers have to be accessible. If they're mechusa malachas, are not acceptable. They're not accessible. You have Rav saying that they can mechusa two malachas, not three. Shmuel says they can mechusa as many malachas as you want b'nei adam, but not even one b'nei shemayim. But that's all when you're not buying these payers themselves. The Gemara there, by Pradisa, by Kari, when you're buying these payers themselves, and he has no option to buy other payers and give it to you, and also, if these payers would be gone, then you don't get anything. There's no varta mechusa malachas or anything. As long as the payers are around, that's not ribbis. Because you could buy these payers. And the Chavis Das is Masbeg of Aldegi Yisayt. He says, mechusa malacha is not considered a davar shleba olam lagabi kinyonim. It's only considered a davar shleba olam lagabi this heter psika by ribbis. But be'etzim lagabi kinyonim, lagabi the Yisayt of Einan Amak the davar shleba olam, there's no din that mechusa malacha is called a davar shleba olam. And he says he was mechavan, he found it in the Alshech, the Shalosh Tshuvos Meram Alshech, Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, same Yisayt. And he says, v'harayah, because dekel peresiv is also not a davar shleba olam. Peres dekel is a davar shleba olam. But dekel peresiv is not a davar shleba olam. Even though all you're buying is the peres, and the peres are shleba olam, but I'm buying the peres as a kinyan in the dekel. So I can make a kinyan. I can make a kinyan on the dekel that it's my dekel, but again, the payers, and that's called ba'al olam. Even though it's mechusa, the payers are totally not ba'al olam. It's more than mechusa malacha. So who and then, and this is what I saw in the Tshuvos Meram Alshech. This is what he means. Let's say you want to buy a table from an uman. Right? So you make a deal. I'm buying a table. And you want to make a kinyan now on the table. He doesn't have the table yet. He's going to build you the table. You make a kinyan on the materials of the table. And then you kind of with that the table. He says, that's like dekel l'peresav. You kind of the table. That's not a davar shleba olam. It doesn't matter how many malachas is mechusa. You could be kind of something, even if it's mechusa many malachas, even if it's mechusa the whole Eitzah Sepri, you could be kind of something for what it comes out of, and that's not a problem with davar shleba olam. So Mela, when you want to be kind of wheat from someone, you want to be kind of, you're not being kind of, that's hapshita, you could be kind of the growing wheat. Why not? But what he means is like this. Even though I'm not making kinyan on the growing wheat, I don't want the growing wheat. I'm buying wheat from you. I'm paying you the price of wheat. I'm buying wheat. I'm buying a gadish, a wheat that doesn't have a chsar malacha. But I'm buying this wheat, and I'm making kinyan now on the kaitzrim, on the kama. And that kinyan is that when it becomes wheat, I'm going to get the wheat. That's like Dekel de Peresiv Zakta. It doesn't matter how many malachas it's mechusar, of any you could do that. This gemara is localized to this din of ribis. When I'm bechlal, I've been kind of this. I'm not being kind of this klal l'klal. The meicha doesn't have to give you this. And if this gets ruined, the meicha has to give you something else. It's a psik ala peris. I'm kind of a schus that the meicha should supply me peris. Not these peris necessarily. Any peris he wants. Now there's a din. It's ribis unless it's yeshloi. That din of yeshloi, that needs, it shouldn't be mechus ha-shalosh melachas according to Rav or melachas be-shemayim according to Shmuel. But that's not because I'm not being kind of the guf adover. If I'm being kind of the guf adover, even if it's mechus ha-kama melachas, I could be kind of the product of the guf adover, as long as I'm being kind of this particular thing for its product, like Dekel be-reisav, it wouldn't be called a davar shalai b'leilam, the kinyan would be chal, and there wouldn't be any problem with ribis. That's a shtickle from the Chavis Das. He says he's mechavim to the Al-Sheikh. I also saw it in the Ridva, not Mamish Ridva, the Miuchas, the Ridva, the old Ridva. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah, Upaisig Yimei Kishara Gavaya. The Mishnah had said, Upaisig Yimei Kishara Gavaya. And Rabbi Yehuda Ayim, Afi Shloi Pasig Yimei Kishara Gavaya, Yachalayim Leitein Lekezei, Tein Leis Ma'isai. The Mishnah is discussing, what's the din? He's Paisig Ala Peiris. You make up a price, it's the Heintiger price for the Peiris. And it's Yeshloi, or it's Yotza Asher. So Mel, it's not a problem if the payers go up. What if the payers go down? So Machloik is the Tanakama and Abihuda. The Tanakama says, you're allowed to be Pesach, you're allowed to say, protect yourself from any loss of the Zayl of the payers. That's also not considered ribis. If they go up, I'm going to get them at today's price. If they go down, I'll get them at the price of the time of delivery, the lower price. That's Mutter. But if you're not paisik, menastam, you have to stick to the price that you made, b'shas psika. And the Muda says, no, even without any psika, if it goes down, you're not meshubit to buy them at the higher price. You could say, you give it to me at the lower price, or give me back my money. And the Gemara brings a story, which is brought here to explain the Mishnah. There was a guy, his father-in-law was going to buy him an adunya, was going to buy Rashi says tachshitim for his wife, and gave him the money he should buy the tachshitim, but it was the father-in-law's mechira, father-in-law's purchase, and l'sayiv zol nedunya. When he gave the money, it was paisik, he gave the money, they made up a price for the time when he gave the money, but by the time of the delivery, it was less. So also the kama there, papa, amla yipasak to make a shayar gavaya, if you read ice like the Tanakama. If you read ice kashayar gavaya, shakal kahashta, then you get the lower price. V'yiloy, but if you didn't read it ice, shakal kimikara, then you get the higher price. So the Gemara asked her, Papa, what do you mean? It's only money, and money is not kaina. Why can't it be chayzer and get the lower price? So her Papa said, it's a problem of Misha Parah. And the Gemara explains that this mission, that's pshat in our mission. The Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan, that money is not kaina. And the question here is Misha Parah. And when the Mishnah says, paisik, and by kshara gavay, they say, Shabbi Huda says, you don't have to be paisik. The Rabbanan say, you do have to be paisik, even though we're dealing with mice. So be'atzim, you'll have to be chayzer. But the Mishnah is discussing, minigay, Misha Parah. Now, without being paisik, you can make a shara gavaya. If you're chayzer, you're going to get a misha parah. That's the Gemara. L'chayr, the shakal of itariya was, because avad, if there's a change in price, you can't be chayzer. Avad, the Gemara knew it would be a misha parah to be chayzer because of a change in price. But that's when the opmach really was to give it right away. But if the opmach was a psika for l'achaz man, that we see in the Mishnah, Behuda says that it's okay, because menastam, you don't mean that if it's changing price, you're going to stick to the old price. You're only making the original price that you can have that price if it goes up. So the Gemara thought, in that case, the Rabbanan also hold there's no Mishapar, it's only Rab Shimon that holds it's a Mishapar. That's a Sugis HaGemara. But the Gemara came out not that way. And the Gemara says, no, as long as you didn't realize clearly that this price is only if it goes up, or it stays the same. But if it goes down, you want the lower price, so then you're stuck to the price that you originally made up. And if not, there'll be a Misha part. Then the Gemara says, the tape the shliach shav yamikara. So the two Mahalchim Pshat in this Gemara, we have Rashi's Pshat and we have the Rif Pshat, the Rishayim bring down what the Rif would have to learn, the Ben Hananel's Pshat. Rashi learns the case of the Gemara is that the father-in-law made his son-in-law Shliach to be Pesach. And the Gemara's question was like this: why should there be a Misha Para here? Who's going to get the Misha Para? The Shliach, he's only a Shliach. He never agreed to buy it. He was buying it for his father-in-law. And the father-in-law also won't get a Misha Para, because the Shliach didn't do exactly what he wanted. The father-in-law would have wanted him to be Pesach and make a Shari Gvay, and the Shliach forgot. And it's a Tkunish Adar Dechvoy La'avsi. That's a Rashi's Masbid the Gemara. So neither of them can get a Misha Para. He sent the Shliach to be Pesach. So the Shliach can't get a Misha Para because it's not his sale. He never wanted to buy anything. He's not being chayzer from anything. And the Mishaleach can't get a Misha Para because the Mishaleach never told him to buy it and not to be Pesach Kishar Gvaya. The Mishaleach must not want to be Pesach Kishar Gvaya. That he should read ice, that if it goes down, he'll get the lower price. So that's why the Mishaleach is not Meshubit for the Shliach's mistake. So neither of them can get a Misha Para. So Gemara answers that the son-in-law wasn't exactly a Shliach. The son-in-law was buying it for himself and then selling it to a Shver. He wasn't a Shliach of a Shver to buy it for a Shver. He was buying it and then he was going to sell it to a Shver. So Mamela, since he's buying it for himself, he would get a Misha Para. He's not just a Shliach. So the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, they ask a kasha like this. Rashi's saying that the Shliach, since he didn't buy it for himself, he's not committed to the deal. It wasn't for himself. He was only a Shliach. So fact, the Ramban and the Ran, but the Meicher, he didn't tell the Meicher he's a Shliach. He gave the Meicher money, and he said he wants to buy the Nedunya. He didn't say he was a Shliach from his father-in-law. So let the Meicher say, I'm dealing with you. I sold it to you. You're committed. Now you're telling me you're a Shliach. That doesn't take away your commitment. You never told me you were Shliach before. As far as I know, you're the one that's buying it. So you're the one that made the commitment. So you have to take a Misha Para. And if you're going to say that the Gemara is talking about a case where he did tell the Meicher he's a Shliach, so why did the Gemara have to answer that we're talking about the case where he's Bechol Man a Shliach? He's a tagger, the Zavanu Mazbin. He made the deal himself and he's selling it to his father-in-law on a separate sale. Why don't we say he's a Shliach like we thought and just say that he didn't inform the guy that he's a Shliach? And if he didn't inform the guy he's a Shliach, so even though he really didn't buy it for himself, but the Meicher should say, but you're responsible. You never told me you're a Shliach. You never told me there's anyone else involved. So Zag the Ramban and the Ran in Rashi state Achidish, that even though he never told the Meicher he's a Shliach, but still, Lamaisi he's a Shliach. Lamaisi never bought it for himself. And he has no choice. It's not his sale. You can't ask him a question, why are you backing out? You're supposed to take a Misha Para. I'm not backing out. I was never in to begin with. Even though the Meicher, from the Meicher's perspective, he only saw him. But it's not my fault. There's nothing I could do. Elam, are you going to say, I have to commit myself to the sale at the higher price and then take the loss myself and sell it to my shrei for the lower price? But since I, Lamaisa, never committed myself to the sale, I'm considered an einus on the retraction of my shrei. In other words, the Meshaleach, the father-in-law, he doesn't get a Misha Para because he never committed himself. He would have, the Tikkuni Shaddai Tekwila Avsi, he would have made the Tanai that the price, in case the price goes down, he's not Mechayiv. So the Shliach can't obligate himself to a Tanai which he never agreed to. And the Shliach is not committed because the Shliach never meant to buy it for himself. See, so Shliach is an einus on the fact that there's a retraction for the sale. But Maisa, the Rabban and the Ran bring that the Shita Sarif is differently. There's another Pshat in the Gemara. This all follows Rashi's Pshat. The Tepik Lay the Shliach Shavya means that there was a Psika. The son-in-law made a Psika with the Meicher. And there should be no Misha Para because it wasn't a Psika for himself, as a Psika as a Shliach. And the Gemara answered the Psika was for himself, he's a Tagad as Avinu Mazbin. But there's another Pshat from the Rishonim which the Rif holds of, which is Vakert. The father-in-law bought it b'shlichus of the son, the son-in-law. And he bought it at the higher price, and now the price went lower. And the son-in-law doesn't want to take it for the higher price. He wants to take it for the lower price. And they were saying that because he wasn't paisik to make a shari gvaya, so the son-in-law has to take it for the higher price unless he wants him a kabel misha para. So in that, the Gemara asked the following question. The tepeglei de shliach shavya means even without the rule of misha para, and he's committed to his part of the deal because he never was paisik, but stamazai. When the father-in-law bought it, and we're talking about the father-in-law actually bought it, not just the psika, the father-in-law bought it b'shlichus of his son-in-law. So stam the son-in-law is kainet. You don't have to come on to misha para. It's not the pshat that the son-in-law is mechuyev to the deal he made with his father-in-law, otherwise he gets a misha para. It belongs to the son-in-law because the father-in-law bought it b'shlichus of the son-in-law. And that the answer is no. The father-in-law never bought it b'shlichus of the son-in-law. The father-in-law bought it himself. And now wants him to kaim the psika that he made with the son-in-law, a separate deal between the son-in-law and the father-in-law. That's the rivshat. And lefizet, the rishayim ben ois, you don't have to say Rashi's chiddush that a shliach who comes and gives money for the mishaleach, the shliach is not chayav a misha parif if the mishaleach backs out of the deal, even though the shliach never told the meicha that he's a shliach. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Siman Kuf Ayin Hey and Chayshim Mishpat Siman Kuf Bei Beis, that when the shliach didn't make the psika that he was supposed to make, so the mishaleach could be chayzer, and neither the mishaleach nor the shliach have a mishapar, the shliach because he never bought it for himself, and he's not committed to the deal personally, and the mishaleach because the shliach messed up for him. Now the Beis Yosef and Chayshim Mishpat Siman Kuf Bei Beis asks the Kasha, the Gemara in Bava Basra Siman Kuf Adaf Kuf Samach Tesam and Beis, has a case, similar case to our case. A woman gave a man money to buy her a field. And the man bought the field, shaloi b'achrayis. He bought the field and he stipulated that the meicher does not have achrayis in case anyone takes away the field, the meicher doesn't have to pay back the money. So Rav Nachman said that he has no right, if someone gives you money to buy a field, you have no right to buy it, shaloi b'achrayis. It's a tkunei shedai techvayla avsi. I didn't give you my money to mess it up and buy a field, shaloi b'achrayis. And he said the shliach is obligated to put the field under his own name, shaloi b'achrayis on the meicher, and then sell it to the lekeach b'achrayis. The shliach himself is mechuyev to have achrayis here. Since it's his fault, he shouldn't have bought it shaloi b'achrayis. So now he's obligated to take achrayis on the field. So Fekti Beis Yosef, how is it different than our case? In our case, where the shliach neglected to be paisik yimei kishar azayil, the shliach neglected to stipulate that if the price goes down, he wants a lower price. So we say if the price went down, the shliach is not obligated, because the kunei shaddai techvei la'avsi. He never agreed that there should be no stipulation that when the price goes down, the paisik yimei kishar azayil, that when the price goes down, he gets the lower price. But the shliach is also not obligated, because the shliach never bought it for himself. So why don't we say the same thing in that Gemara? That the mishaleach, the lekeach in that Gemara, doesn't have to have the field shaloi b'achrayis, but the shliach also shouldn't be obligated, because the shliach never went to buy the field for himself. So the Beis Yosef says, and he says he found this in the Tamina Rashba, and actually we have it also by the Chedushei or Dvar Chadashim, that there's a chilek between a kinyan and a mishapara. When an actual kinyan took place, there's nothing we could do. The sale is final. It's a kinyan. Now the question is, what to do about this problem? That the mishaleach wanted achrayis, and the shliach bought a shaloi b'achrayis. He neglected to put in achrayis. So we say it's the shliach's fault. He was negligent. He should have made a stipulation of achrayis. So now he has to take achrayis. That's because the sale is valid, and there's nothing we could do. In the Nadin, it's sold. Now the problem is there's no achrayis, but that's the shliach's fault. So the shliach has to take achrayis. Now shaken and agamar betzim, there is no mechira. It's only a misha para. So there we say that the mishaleach doesn't have a problem. There's no misha para. It's not his problem. The tikkun shadat techvayel avsi. He never gave the money without a psika kashar azel. He doesn't have to lose out. But the shliach also, there was no actual kinyan. It's only a misha para. We're not going to give the shliach a misha para for backing out of the deal where he never went, it wasn't his deal. He never bought it for himself. So when there's an actual kinyan, the kinyan is chal. There's nothing we can do. And now the shliach has to go and rectify it by taking a chrayis. Mashenkin, when there's no kinyan chal, it's only a matter of mishapara, and the mshalech is not responsible for this mishapara, because he never agreed, the shliach shouldn't have done it without the psika kashara gvaya. The shliach also, we don't give him a mishapara, because v'nishvi, he wasn't the one that bought it, he wouldn't buy it for himself. That's the basis of schilach, Tanai Gemara, and the Gemara Bava Batra.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.